Twitter, Sean King's call to dox Kenosha police officers doesn't break the rules. By Alam Bokhari on August 26, 2020. Twitter does not consider a call by Black Lives Matter radical Sean King to reveal the identities of police officers in Kenosha, Wisconsin, to be a policy violation. Yesterday, King threatened to name every police officer in the Kenosha Police Department, regardless of whether they were involved in the shooting of alleged sex offender and domestic abuser Jacob Blake, who was shot by Kenosha police officers after he attempted to resist arrest. To the Kenosha Police Department, if you do not name the officer who brutally shot Jacob Blake on Sunday, we will simply begin naming officers from your department who may or may not be him, said King in a tweet. Fuck it. Your protection of his identity is unethical. What's his name? Twitter confirmed to Breitbart News that publicizing the names of police officers without their permission is not a policy violation, even though King's tweet is phrased as a threat in order to obtain the information he wants. Kenosha experienced its third straight night of rioting, with armed citizens now patrolling the streets of the town to protect local businesses from arson and looting. Two people were shot dead and one critically injured yesterday, after Democrat Governor Tony Evers refused an offer from the White House to deploy 500 additional National Guardsmen to the riot-stricken town. Local law enforcement in Wisconsin have told the White House they need at least 750 National Guard tonight. Governor Evers is only sending 250, said White House senior comms advisor Ben Williamson yesterday. Today, Mark Meadows called the governor and offered 500 additional guard to meet the police needs. Governor Evers declined. A day later, following two deaths in the riots and running gunfights between rioters and citizen defenders of local businesses, Governor Evers changed his mind and accepted Trump's offer. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News, where he has published material from whistleblowers inside Google, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Bokhari's upcoming book, hashtag deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election, is currently available for pre-order at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other retailers.